Good evening. Welcome to sheerjoyment.com. I want to welcome everyone to the sheer. Nice to see everyone. I want to begin by giving a shout out to Jake Weinman, the one and only Jake Weinman. Thank you for being here. And Jake makes this happen. He is the energy, he is the power, he has the brains behind the entire enterprise. And we wish him and his family much success and hatzlacha. And a very special thank you for all that he does. Likewise, we want to give a special shout out to Mitch Green for his technical assistance. He's devoted his heart and soul to make sure everything works properly and follows up with hosting and all very hard, difficult work that goes into making this a success. We want to remind ourselves that we dedicate this year tonight. May this neshama have an aliyah, and we want to acknowledge the sponsor for his generosity for dedicating the shir in his honor. Likewise, since the beginning of the war, we want to dedicate the shir for the safe return of the hostages. I read recently there are still 136 hostages. That's a horrific experience for the families, for the victims, for the hostages, and we're very concerned. Say the least, may the Rebbeinu and the schus of the learning, the Ma'aseh Tovim, the Tefillah, turn them safely home to their families. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mechazik them and their families. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect and guard the Chayalei Tzva HaGanah Yisrael and the entire Klal Yisrael, and grant a refuah shleima and nechama to everyone who has been so affected by this situation, and grant Klal Yisrael yeshuas and nechamas very, very soon. We begin tonight by touching upon Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Mishpatim opens up with a story of the Nirtzeh. What is the story of the Nirtzeh? Parsha tells us that if a person is sold as a Jewish slave, a very disturbing situation where a person owes money because he has committed a crime, or whatever the reason may be, and somehow he finds himself being sold as a slave to an owner, to a Jewish owner. So we have a very complex set of rules, depending if the slave is a male or a female, and what the arrangements are. If he's married, he's not married, the master can insist that he takes a second wife and have children with her that will serve as slaves. There are many rules, which many of these rules I think perhaps in our society we're a bit distant from and may not be as practical as what it says in the Torah, but yet, of course, we appreciate that everything in the Torah can be interpreted in many, many levels, and there is certainly a limud, musar in learning, reading about every single mitzvah, although many of them some of them may not be as practical as we think. And certainly the laws of Eved Ivri fit in that category. Continuing the laws of Eved Ivri, we learn about something even more disturbing than that. By a male Eved Ivri has a maximum sentence of 6 years. He may not serve his master a day more than 6 years. This has nothing to do with Shemitah. If Shemitah falls out in the middle of the 6 years, it doesn't matter. This is completely not related to the laws of Shemitah. A slave is sold, and he works 6 years. When the 6 years are over, he goes free. And question is, what happens if the slave doesn't want to leave? The slave says to his master, "Ahavti es lo etzei chavshi. I don't want to leave. I got used to it. I love my master. He loves his second wife, which is a non-Jewish woman, and from her he has children. And I don't want to leave. I want to stay in this situation." So the pasuk tells us what should be done. V'yishoy Adonav el cho Elohim. The master takes the slave to court. Rashi says, Ho Elohim is Bezdin. And Vigishoy El Hadeles O El HaMezuzah.
And he is brought to the door or to the doorpost. V'rotza Adonav es ozno b'amartzeya v'avodolion. And the master, he bores a hole in his ear with an awl, special tool. And this slave remains indeed a slave until Yom. And okay, there's a lot to discuss. Why is that called a punishment? If this is what he wants, this is what he wants. He wants to be a slave. He wants to be a slave. So you get what you want. Now you'll be a slave for the next 50 years. Why is that a punishment? Isn't that exactly what he wants? Okay, so this is not really our topic, but basically, you can't compare a slave who has an option of leaving whenever he wants to a slave that's locked in for the next 50 years. It's true, he's very happy to be here with his master. He doesn't have to work outside in the world. He's comfortable here, what he's doing. But a person always wants that freedom, that option of freedom. It has to be an option. Here, that option is taken away from him. And that is truly a punishment. When a person does not have options, a person may temporarily choose and decide he wants something which may not be considered a benefit, beneficial in the eyes of the world, but a person at times needs to do what he needs to do. But as long as he has in the back of his mind the knowledge that he has options, it's a different story. It's a different equation. When a person is locked in and has no options, that's a very, very great form of suffering. That is an idea, but the main idea I want to focus on is why do we take this slave to the door, the deles, or to the mezuzah post? So Rashi touches upon this. Rashi tells us is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he passed over us. We were required to go into the bais, and we were required to put blood on the doorpost, the blood of the Korban Pesach on the mezuzahs, close the door, and by doing so, that would prevent the mashris from harming the Jewish people. Let me read the words of Rashi. Rashi says, "V'rotza Adonav Hayamonis." Rashi goes on to explain. The Rabbi Shimon, why the deles and the mezuzah? Mezuzah, the deles and the mezuzah were witnesses in Egypt. When I passed over the lintel, the top bar of the door, the Amarti, and I said, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, you are my slaves. Avodayhem, v'loy avodim l'avodim. And this fellow went and he decided he wants to have a master. He should be bored, his ear should be bored in their presence. The door, his ear heard, the door was a witness when Hashem passed over. We bring the two together, the ear that heard Hashem say, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, and the door that Hashem passed over. This is the Pshuta Shel Mikra, this is the Rashi HaKadosh, the Holy Rashi. Whatever Rashi says is the Ikar, without a question. I'd like now to share with you a drush, a homiletic idea relating to the door and the mezuzah. The word door, deles, is not a common word in the Torah, or for that matter, in Tanakh. I don't believe it appears all that often. It's a very basic concept, the delos, the door.
Yet, for some reason, it just doesn't make it into the Torah all that often. But one place that it makes it, it's mentioned prominently, is in Parshas Vayera, in the story of Sidon, where the Malachim appear to Lot, and they beg Lot, please, it's time to leave. Let me read you the pasuk. The pasuk says, the guests, they arrive, the Malachim in disguise, they arrive in Sidon, and they call out to Lot, and they say to Lot, the people, sorry, the Malachim, they greet Lot. Lot takes them inside, and he makes for them food. And then suddenly, people show up. The people of Sodom, they got word that Lot has a guest, has guests. And in Sodom, it was illegal to have this. It was a cruel, vicious place. Vayetze, and when they come in, knock on his door, they call out to Lord, Vayikru, my son. Bring them out. We want to know them. We want to engage them in an Avera. And the pasuk here is where I want to focus on. Vayetze Aleihem Lot HaPescha. Lot goes outside. The Hadeles. Sogar acharav. He locks the door. The delis is shut. For what purpose? Obviously, to protect his guests. Lot was rewarded very shortly because outside it did not go off so well. Vayoymu, and they said, Gesh hola, get away. Vayomru, they said again, Vayiftsu, Vayish, Deloit, Vayikshu, and they got near Lishbar Hadolas. They wanted to break down the door. Vayishu, Alehem, Haboiso, Yes, Hadeles, Sogon. And the Malachim, they saw what was happening. They reached for Lot. They brought Lot into the home and they closed the door. They protected Lot. Fascinating. We have over here a mention of the Delos three times. Three times here. The Delos played a very pivotal role in the story of the saving of Lot. Lot would have been killed if not for the Malachim taking him inside and closing the door to protect him. The Malachim would have been damaged, would have been injured, whatever that means. Lot thought they were human beings. If not for Lot first taking them inside and protecting them by closing the door. The door here is used very prominently. It is a tool of protection. It is a tool of shelter. It is a significant object that is used to shelter a person or a being from the dangers of the outside. The Nirtza decides he wants to stay home with the master. He doesn't want to leave. He doesn't want to leave. He wants to Adoni Loi. It is interesting that the term, the expression that the slave uses, I want to be with Ishti Vyasbonai. Ishti Vyasbonai is the home, it's inside the home, the bais. The Isha is the Akeras called Kavudu Basmelech Pnima in the terms of Chazal. And from all the things that the Eved can say in our parasha, Parashas Mishpatim, is, I want to be in the bayis with my wife, which in this case does not appear to be a good thing because simply the Ishta is the Shifra Kananis that was given to him and his children, which simply mean the Avodim Kananim that he has fathered with her. Lo yetzei chavshi. We take this mirtzon and we bring him to the door, the delis. When he stands by the door, a delis, what is he thinking? What memories pop into his head? Well, if he's a learned person who learned Shnayim Mikra V'Yechatarim and learned Parshas Vayero, when you're taken in the court, in a holy court, by holy rabbis to a door, this is a technique of bringing up in your mind the story of Lot. Lot wanted to remain in Sodom. Lot remained, wanted to be there. He was protected. He wanted to protect. He believed that he could protect the angels behind the door. He was protected behind the delis. But yet inside this makom, after all of the protection that the delis provided, when he was inside, the angel said to him, "Vayomru hanoshim eloit od milcha fo chosam uvanechu v'nesech v'chol asher lucha bo'ir, hoitzei min hamokoyim." It's time to leave. Hoitzei min hamokoyim. Ki mashchitzim anachnu es hamokoyim azeh ki golot zakosom es fnei Hashem. And Lot then tells his son-in-laws, "Kumu, tzu'u min hamokoyim hazeh." And the end was, Vayotzi'uhu, the Malachim grabbed him, and they took him out. Vayanechu michutz lo'ir. Look at the contrast. Lot wanted to, he felt his security remaining in this location. I have a delis. The delis will protect me. I will use the delis to protect my loved ones. And indeed, the delis was used for his own protection. And here, when he's behind that delis that serves as protection, what is he told? It's time to leave. The delis can't protect you. The delis no longer is able to serve as a place of protection. It is not where you belong. You don't belong here in this moment. The environment is not right for you. It's time to leave. It's interesting how the contrast, there's a drama being built up of the delis miraculously serves as a comfort zone, as a location of shelter. But yet when finally that shelter is in its full glory, he's locked down behind in a serene environment, the Malachim make it very clear to him, say min hamakom, it's time to leave. That's exactly what's happening to the Mirza. The Mirza, Evan Ivry, feels that he can't function in society. He has to remain at home, in the bias, serving as a slave, ishti v'yesponai. This is where he needs to be. This is his shelter. We take him to the door, because the door is the last time in the Torah we have a door. It's by Lot. And we say we understand that you feel that your place is to be in the bias. But remember, now is not the time. You're a prisoner in your own mind. There's what to accomplish, there's what to achieve outside the bias. Say min hamokon, ki mashchisim anachnu es hamokon hazeh. You're destroying yourself by remaining behind the shelter of the delis. Just as in the story of Lot, the delis was built up to represent shelter and protection, and it was there when the security was at its peak, there was a revelation that this delis is not going to save you. The Eved Ivri in his own mind has convinced himself that his only shelter in this world is to be with Adoni v'yasishtu v'yasvanai. And Beis Din says, they take him to that door to reenact the story of Lot, as if to say, what are you doing? Say, min hamakon. It's time to leave. Similar drush, we take him to the mezuzah. The mezuzah means the doorpost. But we all know the mezuzah has a very powerful other meaning. Every door in Jewish home has a mezuzah. We kiss the mezuzah. You walk into the bayis, there's a mezuzah. The mezuzah. And on the mezuzah, we write two parashas, the parasha of Shema and the parasha of Ahoyim Shemaya. And the mezuzah provides protection. Protection. I once came across a very interesting one. The Torah tells us that a person is not allowed to raise in his home a kelev ra, a dangerous, vicious dog. Why not? Okay, so different reasons because, there's I'm not talking about a pet dog. We're talking about a dog that's, dangerous. It could harm other people. It could scare people. I once came across one of the Mefarshim sings because a person who has a very particularly vicious dog, why does he have it? Protection. He wants to protect himself from enemies. It is demonstrating he lacks faith in the shmirah of the mezuzah. The mezuzah provides protection. Why do you have to have a kelev ra? The mezuzah provides protection. The mezuzah represents the comfort of the home. It's safe. You're secure. That's the Eved Ivri. He feels too much safety in the mezuzah, behind the mezuzah of the door of his master. Just as the mezuzah represents protection, shelter, to a degree, the slave feels he's protected from the dangers of society being at home. But the truth is, when we look at the mezuzah who provides protection also provides quite a bit of musa. In the mezuzah, it says, what are you doing in the wood inside? You have to Israel Nafshah, Vishinantam Levanecha, Vidibartaban, teach your children the shift of the Visacha, Uvilech Vaderech. There comes a token when you have to leave the bais. The mezuzah itself tells you, don't get carried away by being present. You have to learn some lessons in the bais, and with those lessons, travel. Travel in life. Uvilech Vaderech. In the second parasha of the mezuzah, the parasha of Hayom Shemaya, it says, "Yishamu lecha Elohim lohem." You think you're going to sit in the house the whole day, and the house you're going to worship Elohim Achirim. The nirtza is the ultimate person who is in violation of. Vavaditem Elohim Achirim. Elohim means an authority. This slave has chosen for himself his master to be his God, to be his authority. Instead of having faith in Hashem and leaving this makom and going out into the world and rehabilitating himself and living his own life. You are serving Elohim Achirim, Veshtachavisem. You're bowing before them. That is the antithesis of what it says in the parasha of the Hayom Shemaya. Don't do that. Don't make for yourself Elohim Achirim, Veshtachavisem. Because it's not going to be good for you. So in essence, we're trying to serve you a little bit of a drush and say over here is that here we have a year to a slave who's worked for 6 years and now it comes time for him to leave. And he makes a very poor decision by declaring that he wants to stay. He's a prisoner. He's a prisoner in his own mind. And we try to help him by taking him to the Dallas and to the mezuzah. And maybe when he focuses on what the Torah tells us about the Delos, the story of Sidon and Lot, the Musar that's written in the Mezuzah, v'lechtecha, there's a time when you have to go. There's a time to be b'shivtcha b'visecha, but there's a time of v'lechtecha. You've done enough sitting in the bais. 6 years, yoytzei. It's time to now v'lech t'chavadera. In the second parasha, yishamu l'chem pen yiftel l'vachem v'saitem l'vadten Elohim achirin. G'shtachavisem lohem. This is what you're doing. These two items, the deles and the mezuzah, will hopefully trigger the right machshava for him to make the right decision and decide it's time to leave, time to rehabilitate, time to move on. This is perhaps a homiletic drush, and to a degree, we all know that we're all, there's a little spark of the Eved Ivri and the Nirtza within all of us. When we unfortunately sometimes put our confidence and our, we shelter ourselves in the wrong things, in the wrong forms of protection, and we tend to forget that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save us and can protect us, and we have a duty to accomplish, to get out there, not just only to shelter in place. There's a time for everything. There's a time to shelter in place, and there's a time to get up, to get out there, to make a difference, to achieve, to accomplish, and we should merit to have that siyata deshmaya in knowing when, where, how to make a difference, to achieve our mission, satisfaction, and be a partner with Hashem in bringing the geula closer and sooner than b'mehera v'yameinu, amen. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful evening and a wonderful, successful week ahead. Good night.